Chevra, after preparing for Shavuos, we also have to talk a little bit about this week's parasha. The emes is the opening words of this parasha is the biggest achana for Shavuos in B'chukos Ha'Teilechu, and famously, as we know, Rashi says Havei Amelim B'Torah. The key to all bracha is Amelus B'Torah. If you look in Rashi, the key to all klala lo aleinu is also a lacking of Amelus B'Torah. So everything is dependent on Amelus B'Torah. On toiling in Torah, putting effort into our limud Torah, that enough is the biggest achana for Shavuos. But I want to talk about a different pasuk. You know, Parshat B'chukosai is a very, very difficult parasha to read. It's the toichacha within it. The words of the Rabbi Nishom and lo aleinu, we don't live up to who we're supposed to be. What can happen to us that has happened over the years. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dan wants to give us a little chizuk. This ties into a little bit, just pasuk alone, to something we said earlier tonight. And he tells us the famous words, you all know it, from our davening, from our Yimei Slichos. V'zicharti is b'zi Yaakov, av is b'zi Yitzchak, av is b'zi Avram eskar, v'art eskar. Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds us, after all the toichacha, don't be mishayish. I remember what I told Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, it's going to be good in the end. It's all going to be good, it's going to be gula. But if you look closely in that pasuk, the word Yaakov is spelled very strangely. Usually Yaakov is Yud Ayin Kuv Vav, and here there's an extra Vav, Yud Ayin Kuv Vav Vez. So very, Rashi tells us, B'chamisha Mekomos Nichtav Mali. There are five places where Yaakov's name is written full with the Vav. V'Eliyahu Chaser B'chamisha Mekomos. And there are five places where Eliyahu's name is lacking a Vav. Yaakov Notol Ust Mishmol Sheliyahu Arvon Sheyavo V'Vaser Gulos Banav. Yaakov, who we know so deeply, wanted the Kates. He wanted to be Megal of the Kates. He didn't want his children to suffer. So Eliyahu Navi is going to be the one that's going to be Mevaser Tov and announce the Gula Shleima. So he took a Vav from Eliyahu's name to hold on to, as if to say, Eliyahu, I'm not giving this back until you are Mevaser Tov. Now, obviously, it's very deep. Al Pi Pshat, it's very deep to understand what that means. He took a Vav from his name, and why in five times, why in five places. I have ideas on that, but this is a 5-minute part, so I can't enter everything right now. I want to talk about one yesod. Why the letter Vav? How does the letter Vav somehow represent the key to the Gula? Because seemingly that Vav he's holding on to till there's going to be a Gula. Why the letter Vav? So I want to suggest a Torah that some of you may have heard from me. It's a Purim Torah. Anytime we have this chus to bring in a Purim Torah, it's a chus, it's incredible, and brings us back to Purim. And the Shvil Pinchas, for Pinchas Friedman, he explains, I don't remember if this was his own or he said it over from others. The letter Vav, which the Vav represents Kesher, the Vav represents connection, the Vav Achibur. Letter Vav could be spelled out in Miloy in three different ways, right? We all know what Miloy is at this table. If you don't know what Miloy is at this table, I don't know what to say. But we know, like, for example, the letter Aleph is really Aleph Lamed Pei, and Bez is Bez Yud Tov, and Gimel is Gimel Mem Lamed. So Vav could have three different Miloys. Vav could be Vav Vav, to spell out, to enunciate it. Vav could be Vav Aleph Vav, and Vav could be Vav Yud Vav. Those are all three milos of Vav. We all know the Zohar tells us, Kuchibrichi Vareis of Yisrael Chadi, that we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one, but when are we one? When we're connected to Torah. Only when we're connected to Torah are we one with Hashem. As we said earlier from Ramatul, the Torah is Shema Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we get to know Hashem. That's how we date the Rabbi Nishom, as my Rebbe Reb Lachman used to say. Every time we learn Torah, I'm dating Hashem. As the Tanya says, every time I learn Torah, I'm hugging Hashem. You want to be with Hashem, you got to learn Torah. Yisrael Kutchabricha V'ra'i Sechadi. The Rechaim HaKadosh brings from the Zohar that the Geula that we're waiting for of the final Golas is going to come only when we're connected specifically to Torah and Limud HaTorah. Because the first Golas, the Geula, was from B'schus Avram, and second B'schus Yitzchak, and third B'schus Yaakov. The force is Chus Moish Rabbeinu Moshe Emes V'Zoras Emes. And it's only when we have serious Amelus B'Torah in the proper way that we'll be Zoich HaDegula. So you know why the Vav represents the ultimate Gula that we're waiting for, that Yaakov's holding on to from Eliyahu Navi. Vav Vav is Gematria 12. 12 is the Bnei Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka. So the first Vav Vav, the first Mila represents Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria 13, which is what? Echad. It's the Eibishter. Vav Yud Vav are the 22 osios of the Aleph Beis, which represent the makeup of the Torah. So the three miluim of Vav are Yisrael, Kutchabricha, Veraisa. 12 is Klal Yisrael, 13 is Hashem Echad, and 22 are the letters of the Torah, which are Yisrael, Kutchabricha, Veraisa, Chadi. That's the key to Geula, because it's only when we're connected to Torah properly that we'll be Zoichet to Geula Shlema. Chever, we're preparing for the Hilgi Yantav Shavuos and building this Kesher of Anoich Hashem Lekech with the Eibishter, realizes the best of ways. And what the Rebbeinu Shem is waiting for is more Torah in the world, more Limud HaTorah in the world, more living Torah in the world. Let's connect deeper to Torah, then we'll be Zoichet to Geula Shlema, B'mer B'meinu, B'Mashiach Zukeinu, B'Karav Mamish. Hail Yishavis Kodesh, V'l Simchim Brach.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh